Aircheckdownloads.com. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat. Is Liam a dad? Smoking bans in pubs.
In sport, a big Euro night.
Newsbeat. There are reports this morning that Patsy Kensit and Liam Gallagher have had a baby 6 weeks early. Newsbeat's Jerry Ibberton is at the hospital where Patsy is thought to be recovering.
The press and TV pack are all gathered outside the Portland Hospital for Women and Children here in central London. Everyone is hopeful for a glimpse of the new dad, Liam. Patsy and baby Lennon are inside. Lennon was born 6 weeks early after an emergency cesarean section. He's in the special care baby unit. Both him and mum Patsy are said to be doing fine.
The UN's evacuated more than 1,000 people from its compound in East Timor to Darwin in northern Australia. They're still trying to sort out a peacekeeping force to go in. The BBC's Clive Myrie is in Darwin.
Many of them are frightened. They obviously came off the transport planes here. We saw traumatised, having been through a terrible ordeal. And we're expecting throughout the day around 1,300 people to make that journey.
107 people are now reported dead in the bomb attack on a block of flats in Moscow yesterday. Rescuers say they've given up hope of finding any more survivors. America has started deploying armed helicopters to intercept drug traffickers coming into the United States in boats. They've recovered more than 50 tons of cocaine heading for the U.S. Here's U.S. Coast Guard Admiral James Loy.
If there is a new risk that has been placed in the minds of the bad guys as a result of this new tool, that's terrific.
Senior police officers want tougher penalties for people who break 30-mile-an-hour speed limits. The Superintendents Association says hundreds more lives could be saved every year. Smoking bans in some pubs come into force today. Bars and clubs will decide whether they want to stop people lighting up altogether or restrict them. Clive Bates is from anti-smoking group ASH.
Having these signs is a really good start, but it's only a start. I mean, if you're a non-smoker and you're going out for a drink or a meal, it's good if you can tell in advance whether you're going to be sitting in a smoky atmosphere or not. So good for consumer choice.
Not a great Champions League campaign for Arsenal last season, and this time round they're in the group of death with Barcelona, AIK Solna and Fiorentina. It's not surprising Patrick Vieira isn't sounding too enthusiastic.
You have so many games to play now. You finish one, you have to think about the next one 2-3 days after. But this is the life.
Manchester United begin the defence of their crown against Croatia Zagreb. Their boss is Ozzy Ardiles.
Everybody knows United. Probably I know United better than most. I have been following all United all last season, this season, all the latest games.
Michael Clegg comes in at right back for United, and Jonathan Greening could play in midfield. Leeds United start their UEFA Cup campaign against Partizan Belgrade. It's a big game for their chairman, Peter Isdale.
We've had a young side that a lot of people have been talking about, and one of these days we've got to try and demonstrate to our supporters we can win something. So today's the first opportunity to progress.
And the match is live on BBC Two from 4:30. I'm Mark Chapman.
Mostly dry and sunny over the UK, just some rain in the southeast this morning and more in Northern Ireland tonight. Temperatures up to 20 Celsius, that's 69 Fahrenheit. That's it, we'll update the news here on Radio 1 at 9:30. Aircheckdownloads.com.